Hi everyone, I'm Heidi Rogers, and this is Tell the Others. I wanted to create a place for meaningful conversation, life lessons, and parenting hacks. Sometimes I chat to interesting people, sometimes I answer questions about parenting or life stuff, and sometimes I just rant. These episodes are filled with stories and insights that made me say, ugh, I just have to tell the others. So let's dive in to hear what we can learn today.
I was just dropping my kids off at school and heard this little boy say to his dad, "Oh, I'm so cold, Dad." And he said, "Yeah, of course you are. I told you you should have got a jumper. It's cold today." He goes, "Aw, I'm cold." And then the dad says, "Yeah, you're going to have to wait." And I think it's such a common mistake that we make as parents where we think that our kids are capable of understanding the consequences of like not bringing my jumper and not, or sweater or sweatshirt in Australia and England and lots of other places in the world. We use the word jumper. I think it's such a common thing to think that the kid can look ahead and have the forward planning skills to understand if I say no to the jacket now, that means in 30 minutes when I'm at school or whatever, that I'm going to be able to foresee what's going to happen. But the problem with this is kids don't have that chip yet. They don't have that part of their brain developed yet. That sort of thinking where you think about your future self and like what your future self is going to need, that's all cortex. And cortex is the part of the brain that's responsible for forward planning, logic, reason, thinking ahead. And they don't have that yet. I mean, they have a cortex, but like it's minimal. It's not as strong and as developed as it is when you're an adult. And that part of the brain, the cortex, doesn't fully develop till around 26 to 28. So like a kid has no hope in terms of thinking ahead, I'm going to need that later. But especially this kid was 3, 4, maybe he was going to preschool. So when the dad said to him, "Well, now you're just going to have to wait," I turned around and I gave him a look, not because I wanted to shame him, but because I swear I can't help it. Sometimes the overwhelm that takes over me, especially with shame, because a lot of you know, I've heard a lot of people have said this back to me, that once you learn about shame and you learn how damaging it is and how hurtful it is to a kid and how much it impacts their nervous system, you see it everywhere and then you kind of can't unsee it. You just notice it all over the place. And a lot of people have fed back to me after they've done one of my courses or a workshop or something, that they see shame everywhere and they can't like look away, that it like catches their eye. And yeah, same. And so I just looked at him like, what are you doing? Like, this kid is saying he's cold. And it's like, to me, it's freezing. I'm not a good judge of temperature because I'm always cold. And look at me, I'm in like snow gear. But I looked at him like, yeah, why are you ignoring him? When he's little, he's clearly cold and he's not old enough to think ahead or have understood when he was probably in the warm house and you said, "Do you want to take your jumper?" And you said, "No." He's not mature enough to think down the track, right? So what do you do instead? You bring it anyway because you're the adult with the fully developed cortex. And then when they go, "Oh, I'm cold," you go, "Oh, great. I brought your jumper. Like, I don't need to shame you. I don't need to remind you. I told you at home and you said you didn't want it." You bring it anyway because you're the one that has the fully developed brain. It's like unfair to expect them to remember that sort of stuff. And it's not about teaching responsibility. I hear that a lot. People will be like, "Well, they need to learn to be responsible." Yeah, but when you're on an even playing field, when you have the hardware up here to remember that stuff. And then for those of you, I can hear you in the back, those of you that are going, "When I was 5, I was, you know, packing my lunch and walking myself to school and responsible for my siblings." Cool, good for you. you were probably in a stress state. Your nervous system was probably very activated, and that wouldn't have been optimal for your social emotional learning and your overall learning at school and life, because you were too fixated on having adult responsibilities that you shouldn't have been responsible for. Anyway, that's a separate video. My point is, shaming a kid when they have forgotten something that they were supposed to remember is not helpful. Helping them have systems or checklists or notes by the door or whatever to remind them to bring the things, or to teach them to bring it anyway, and then you can have it in the car, and then if, when you get out of the car, if you find it's cold, then you at least have it. You can scaffold them in those ways and teach them those hacks, but shaming them and saying, yeah, of course you are, that's why I told you you should have got a jumper. What is the child supposed to do with that? What are you supposed to do with that? Nothing. You can't do anything with that. All that shaming does is makes the child feel bad about themselves. And feeling bad about yourself doesn't make your brain open for learning. And if that's what you're trying to teach them, is to learn to bring a jumper when it's cold outside, shame is not the pathway. It leads them to a more shutdown state, not an open, it's safe here, I can learn. It's more, it's not safe here, I feel stupid. Dad is saying I did something that is so obvious to everyone else and I missed it, you know? So it is frustrating. It happens all the time for me with my kids that they forget stuff, or I remind them to bring things and then they forget them. But that's part of the gig. That's part of learning. It's part of being little. It's part of having an immature brain. As you fail a lot, you make a lot of mistakes, and you just keep getting back up and going again. That's how you build resilience, though. That's how you build a kid who is smart and responsible in the long term as an adult, is just constantly being that soft, squishy landing and that net to catch them as they get the hang of it. Not to shame them and scold them when they fall, but instead to go, oh, you fell. Like, that's it. We don't need a whole commentary on it. You fell. Oh, you forgot your jacket. Here you go. Resist the urge. Resist the temptation to shame them or criticize them. And if you think back to any time in your life where you were learning something new, I don't know, at a job or in sports or something, was it helpful if the adults around you shamed you and criticized you when you got it wrong or you made a mistake? No. Was it helpful if they went, oh, that's all right, you'll get it next time, or you're still learning, it's okay? Like, yeah, that is what's helpful. I think we just need to be a bit more patient and understanding of where they're at with their brain development. And I know it's frustrating, but shaming them is not the way to do it.
If you're a parent or a professional who works with children and you want my help in improving things with the kiddos in your life, or if you're simply a human being feeling kind of stuck and maybe kind of overwhelmed, my online programs have lots of resources, transformative content, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and a supportive community. If you want to learn more, just go to HeidiRogers.com. All right, friends, thank you as always for tuning in today. Our time is our most precious asset, so I truly appreciate you sharing your time with me. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of Tell the Others.